This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we are entering a, we're already into a bit, but just looking ahead here, we've got nothing but warm weather ahead. A lot of people like that. People like you, not so much.
This has been a amazing start to fire season this year. We couldn't ask for anything better with the cooler weather and the periodic rain showers. But like you mentioned, that's changing, and we're going to see those conditions warm, which is going to cause the fuels to continue to dry out and fire activity to increase.
And what's your level of concern? I mean, we're still at low fire danger, right?
Yeah, we're still at low fire danger. We're evaluating that daily. We're getting close to that breaking point to move into moderate. We're not quite there yet, but we're probably going to see that change here in the near future. So people need to, you know, pay attention to when that happens and how those fire restrictions change based on the fire danger.
Now, I haven't had a chance to really get out of the city limits this week, but what are the hills? What are we starting to see that shift?
Yeah, especially down in the lower elevations. You know, as you go up in elevation, it does take longer for things to dry out and for green up to happen and all that stuff. But especially down in the lower elevations on the south slopes and the rocky soils, we're definitely seeing, you know, the grasses dry out and those kinds of things. You know, then you consider all the other stuff that's down. You know, one of the big fears we have is, you know, all the storm damage that's left from last year's snowstorm and how dry all that material is just from the drought conditions.
And I know that agencies like the Forest Service, who had pulled back on staffing or what they had staffing do during the spring, have said they're essentially kind of behind on getting in and doing some of that.
Yeah, you know, there was a whole wide range of people working on that storm damage, everything from, you know, public agencies and private companies and private landowners. And we've seen kind of a mixed bag of things there, but a lot of good work was done last year and up into even into this winter as well. But there's still a lot of work out there from that snowstorm.
And typically by now, I mean, we're the 10th of July. Is it rare to get this far and not have a significant fire?
You know, when you look back at the last, you know, 5 or 10 years, it seems like, you know, we're way behind on fire season right now with just the number of fires and conditions and everything else. We've had some really extreme seasons. This is probably closer to a normal year if you look back historically for the area. You know, when you go back in time, you'd have, you know, cooler temperatures to start off the fire season before you really got into the peak of it in the end of July, early August. And that's really when we peak in fire season.
Do you think any of this, because so many fires are human-caused, is this helped by the fact that more people are staying at home or staying closer to home?
When you look at our stats for the year, we've had about 25 fires, all of which have been human-caused fires, and that's just a little bit behind normal what our 10-year average is, which, again, when you look back, is a little bit skewed based on those extreme conditions we've had the last 8 or 10 years. But when you look statewide, yeah, the number of fires statewide is up a little bit. And that very well could possibly be related to people staying home. We saw a big spike of fires statewide in that, you know, April, early May timeframe when it was fairly dry still before the rains came back.
And you talk about defensible space often. A lot of people have been spending more time at home and have been working on their properties. Maybe that is going to help you out in that regard.
Yeah, I hope so. Again, there's some time left here for people to do some great work around their home before it gets really hot. So I encourage people to get out and do some mowing and, you know, look at the vegetation around the home and what can be cut back or trimmed up to help your home protect and if a wildfire does occur.
It was interesting. I was out on a drive a couple of weeks ago, and I think I got turned around. I think I took a wrong turn, went down a road I wasn't familiar with, but just going by there, happened to see a home. In fact, it took me a minute to realize it was there. It was so dense with trees, and it was so hidden. And I was thinking of that, just you know, looking at that situation, going, man, if there was ever a fire nearby, there is like no defensible space here.
Yeah, we run into that a lot, unfortunately. You know, there's a lot of people that move to the end of the road. They want their privacy, and that's great. And you can still have your privacy and all that stuff, but there's still things that you should do and you can do to mitigate that fire risk, such as mowing, trimming, and things like that.
Now, how did we pan out with the 4th of July in terms of issues there related to fires?
You know, the big issue we've seen you know, over that 4th of July weekend and even before that was the illegal burns. That first week of July, we responded to about 20 illegal burns, and that's everything from campfires to debris piles, burn barrels, bonfires. You know, that's something we've really been trying to stress is with fire season that, you know, backyard burning's not allowed. You know, if you live inside of an incorporated city, talk to your local fire department because some of those cities do allow campfires in the backyard. But if you're outside of city limits, the traditional wood burning campfire is no longer allowed. Propane fire pits are okay. But, you know, one of the biggest concern is the debris piles. Those debris piles will sit there and smoke and smolder for days or even weeks. And if you have a really big pile, sometimes even months. So we want to make sure that's all stopped before things really get dried out. The things warm up. Windy day picks ember up, and then we're off to the races.
And I recall the last time you were in here, right around that time, noting that a fire had turned out to be a debris pile, and it actually was reported. As I looked out, I heard the report on the scanner, it was pouring rain, and it still started.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times we'll have those during rainstorms right on either the beginning or end of it. You know, as that storm starting to move in, people think, oh, it's not that bad, or it's not that bad yet, and you know, it's still fairly dry, and the fire escapes. And the other thing that happens is when it rains, is people will burn and then think the fire's out because it rained, and then a couple hours later or a day or two later, it takes off again. So that's, you know, that's the big concern with debris piles, and that's really why those restrictions are in place.
What are we looking at right now in terms of the latest data you've seen about the forecast, because we've been hearing hotter, drier summer?
Yeah, so kind of in the short term, what we're hearing is they're kind of expecting a change in the weather, which we're starting to see. You know, we're waiting for that high pressure system to build down around the four corner states. And what that does is it sets up basically a blocking pattern for our area where the storm systems can't come in over the coast. They go to the north, well to the north of us. Once that gets established, it's typically with that high pressure is when we see the really warm, dry conditions happen. The other thing with that is when it does get established is it starts, or there's the possibility for it to start pumping up some monsoonal moisture, and that's one of the triggers we have to get thunderstorms. So we've been fairly fortunate again with this system we've had for the last couple weeks with the cooler, wet conditions, but also that it's eliminated those chances of thunderstorms.
Have we changed at all in terms of the drought information?
No. You know, we were pulling that information up from my boss the other day, and we're still, you know, here in Roseburg and throughout Douglas County, over 12 inches behind normal rainfall. You know, the drought hasn't changed at all. And I believe actually the governor actually officially declared a drought as of July 1st for Douglas County.
Wow. A lot of information. Anything else people ought to know?
You know, we are fully staffed. We have over 100 firefighters on the road. Later next week, we'll be starting to bring some aircraft into the area for initial attack type fires. So we're fully staffed and ready for this summer.
All right, Kyle Reed of Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.